In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Tech CEOs begin to look ahead after Donald Trump's victory for the White House.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Tech executives are starting to react publicly to Donald Trump's surprise victory in the race for president. Joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. Brian, Apple CEO Tim Cook told his employees the outcome of the U.S. election isn't shaking the company's core beliefs. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think that Mr. Cook, like a lot of tech executives, are making sort of veiled references, veiled shots at Donald Trump and what he stands for. And so the executives are trying to reassure their employees who were shaken by the outcome. Silicon Valley stood so much behind Hillary Clinton, and they were genuinely surprised by the outcome. And Mr. Cook and other executives are trying to assure their employees that, you know, despite what's happening in the U.S., the company is going to still move forward with its values, which generally they mean diversity, inclusiveness, regardless of your gender, your ethnicity, that the company stands together as one and will move forward. And what they're doing is they're taking shots at Mr. Trump and his campaign that he stands for something different, perhaps. And certainly the tone of the campaign, the tenor of the campaign revolve a lot around what Mr. Trump stands for, his values when it comes to inclusiveness and diversity. And so it's these executives are trying to set themselves apart from that.
We've also heard from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg giving his thoughts on the outcome on social media.
Sure. He's got two things going on. One, like Mr. Cook, he felt the need to tell his employees that, the work that we're doing to connect the world and make it a better place is so much bigger than the presidency and the tone of this campaign, the sometimes nastiness of it. But at the same time, he has a challenge in that Facebook has been criticized for its role in the election. Mr. Zuckerberg and his company are taking a lot of heat over whether or not the news feed, that feed of content you see when you sign up to Facebook, whether it may have swayed the outcome of the election because of a lot of the fake news and the hoaxes that were spread through the news feed. So he's got two challenges there. And he's, Mr. Zuckerberg said as recently as Saturday that, that the news feed didn't sway the election because it's less than 1% of the content in the news feed was fake news. But he still, this is the second time he's had to come out and try to convince the public that Facebook didn't have a role of some kind in the outcome, which, again, like we said, was surprising to Silicon Valley.
And despite earlier tensions, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos wished Trump great success in his service to this country.
Well, he did. I mean, I think the jury's out on whether or not he really was congratulating Mr. Trump or if he also just took another shot in there. His tweet in which he said, I for one look for, which is a reference to a movie a while ago. I'm going to forget the name of it, but it was the equivalent of "I for one welcome our robot overlords." Or actually, it was "I for one welcome our insect overlords," which has been parodied over the deck. I'm sorry, I cut you off with my laughter. I'm sorry.
Nope, not at all. Go ahead.
And Mr. Bezos, who has sparred with Mr. Trump over Amazon and Washington Post, and it's all tied up into one sort of little fight between them all. He did say, I for one am going to, have an open mind kind of tweet and look forward to seeing what Mr. Trump does. But you couldn't help but read that. Anytime you see "I for one," you wonder whether or not there was a little bit of a subtext to it.
Absolutely. Also, perhaps interesting here to note is that tech stocks have not been part of the market rally in recent sessions since the election. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts there?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things there. If you remember on election night, Dow Industrial Futures fell 700 points, which is a pretty surprising number. I remember my kids were asking me, like, what does this mean? And I tried to tell them, generally it's uncertainty, right? When the market falls that much, it's because they're uncertain of the outcome. And then once there was a certain outcome to the election, maybe not the one people thought, stocks rallied through the next day. Tech stocks, though, didn't take part in that as much. And I think that reflects the sort of uncertainty of the relationship between the technology industry and Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has been critical of things like net neutrality. Silicon Valley came out strong in favor of Hillary Clinton, who had a big digital roadmap plan. Mr. Trump doesn't seem to have one. And so you saw tech executive after tech executive line up behind Hillary Clinton, and now Mr. Trump is the president. And so there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of caution there. Entrepreneur Peter Thiel was the one name who really was from in that area, who was venture capital and whatnot that was backing Donald Trump. So I think what you're seeing there is some uncertainty of how that relationship is going to be going forward. Silicon Valley certainly doesn't think Mr. Trump is as progressive as Hillary Clinton when it comes to technology. Issues like immigration play into this, because if you sort of shut down the borders, tighten the borders, not allow as many people in, what you can do to Silicon Valley is not allow as many skilled workers in. And that's a problem for the technology industry that is looking for these kinds of skilled workers, engineers, to fill out their ranks, because there's a thought that there aren't enough of them in the U.S. And so you need to go abroad to India and other countries to get them. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of all of these tensions are playing out, and I think that's why, and are going to play out over the next months and years. And I think that's why you see technology stocks not moving in lockstep with the rest of the market, which is just happy to have some kind of certainty as to the outcome, because we know that uncertainty is the enemy of the market.
That's right. That's the Wall Street Journal's Brian Fitzgerald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.